Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 44. We will learn the last Mishnah of the 11th Perek, the 9th Mishnah, thereby completing the 11th Perek, and we will begin the 12th Perek with the first with the first Mishnah of the 12th Perek. So first, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Nezem, an earring dangling from a woman's ear, and it's made of several components. Shehu asui kikdeiro milimaton. The bottom of the earring is a little utensil, a little cup. Kedera, of course, is a pot, so it's a little cup, like a miniature pot, which is has a base kibble. It has a it's a receptacle. V'chadasha melamala, above it, connected with, let's say, a string or a gold string, there is another ornament, which is shaped like an adasha, meaning it's shaped like a disc. V'nifrak, and it comes apart. So now it's no longer one nezem, which of course is mekabel tumah, but rather it's come apart, and the adasha and the kedera are no longer connected. So the halacha is kedera, that part of it which was made like a kedera, made like a miniature cup, tumah is mekabel tumah mishum kli beis kibul. It's a metal kli, and it can contain a liquid or whatever. So therefore, it's mekabel tumah. But v'cha adasha, the part of it which is disc shaped and therefore has no base kibble, tomei is also mekabel tumah bifnei atzmo, in and of itself, because this disc in and of itself is a tachshit. It can be used as a button, as a badge, or as some type of ornament. Tzinora is the sharp piece of metal which protrudes and is inserted into the hole in the ear, the post of the earring. That is tahora. That is not mekabel tumah, because it has no special name on its own. It just serves a function of affixing the ornamental earring to the ear of the person. Osui kemin eshkol. Suppose you have an earring made as a bunch. It looks like a bunch of grapes. Venifrak, and it comes apart. So all the little balls, grape-like balls, fall apart and roll all over the place. Tohor, because these little grape-like balls are not roi letachshit. They can't be used only when they're together and shaped, fashioned, arranged like an eshkol, then they're ornamental. Otherwise, they're not an ornament, and therefore they're not mekabel tumah. So we have completed the 11th perek. Moving on to the 12th perek, the first Mishnah. Tabas odom, a ring which is used by a person, where he has it on his finger. Tumeya, it is mekabel tumah, as we learned in the 8th Mishnah of the previous perek. But, and this is what's new, taba'as behema v'chelim, a ring made for an animal, as an ornament for an animal, or a ring which is simply an ornament on another utensil. On the side of the utensil, you have this ring attached to it. U'sha'ar kol hataboz, all other kinds of rings, tahoros, are not mekabel tumah, because the Torah only assigns kabolas tumah to tachshite odom, to ornaments which adorn a person, but not tachshite behema or kelim. Koras hachitzim, various interpretations of what this means. Some say it means the sheath, the container into which the arrows are placed. And some say a koras hachitzim is a target, Imagine a bullseye target and made of metal. Tumeya, it is mekabel tuma because it serves a function. Vishel asirim, however, a metal manacle, M-A-N-A-C-L-E, which is used into which the feet of a prisoner are inserted so that the prisoner can't escape. So that type of kora, the kora of asirim, is tahora, is not mekabel tuma, because it is not a functional kli. Stays in one position, keeps a person locked in, but it is not a target kora, which obviously has a function for the archer. Hakolor, a chain which is placed around the neck of prisoners, tome, that is mekabel tuma, because the kolor is designed so that the prisoner, wherever he goes, has this collar around his neck, and people know, oh, he is a slave, he is a prisoner. So therefore, it is considered a functional kli, as opposed to the koraso asirim, to the manacle which holds a prisoner's feet in place so that he can't escape. That kora does not move about, and therefore is not considered a kli maisa, a useful utensil. Shalsheles, if you have a chain, a metal chain, sheyesh bo beis ne'ila, which has at the end of it a lock, so that you can lock the chain, tameya, it is mekabel tuma, because such a chain is considered a kli. However, ho'asuya lechvisa, a chain which is simply used, for example, to as a leash to hold a dog and to contain a dog from running away or harming someone, that is tahora. That is not mekabel tuma, because this chain, again, is not a kli masa. It's not doing anything actively. It's merely restraining the dog or the person from escaping. Shalsheles shel sitonos. A siton is a person who, a salesman, who travels from place to place, selling whatever he's selling, and taking with him his various scales and other instruments to measure with. And connected to his scale is this chain, which he takes along wherever he goes, so that he can chain the scale to the wagon or to the cart that he's traveling with, so that the scale will not be stolen. So such a shalsheles is tumeya, is mekabel tuma, because since the shalsheles is attached to the scale, it is considered as part of the scale, and it is mekabel tuma. But that's only true with a chain of a siton, of a salesman. However, shel bale batim, suppose you have such a chain which an ordinary lay person, not a professional salesman, has, which is normally attached to the wall, and if he has a scale, he wants to protect it, he puts it next to the chain and links the chain to it. In such a case, tahora, the chain is not mekabel tuma, because this chain is not used to accompany the scale. It's rather, when one removes the scale, one leaves a chain hanging there. So it's not a scale, a chain, which is functional for the scale. It's not a tashmish hakli. The Bartanura says that for the balabatim, this chain is only a tachshit. It doesn't serve a function at all. Omrav Yossi, Amosai. Rav Yossi says what we're saying about a chain is only true bizman shehu mafteach echod. If it's one chain, one row of links. Avalim hayu shnayim. Suppose you have two chains, two rows of links. One connected to the wall and the other connected to a utensil, and there's a lock which connects these two chains, and when he wants to remove the kli, he opens the lock and takes the kli with the attached shalsheles with it to wherever he's going. O shekosha chalazon berosha, if the entire chain is attached to a vessel. And when he attaches the chain to the wall, he puts it on a hook in the wall. And the hook is shaped like this creature called a chalazon. It's a hook-shaped animal, a snail or whatever. And therefore, when he removes the kli, he unhooks it, unhooks the chain, and takes the chain with the kli. In such a case, tumeya, the chain is mekabel tuma, because it is considered a part of the kli. This chain goes wherever the kli goes. So it's part of the kli, and therefore it is mekabel tuma. And so we have completed the first Mishnah of the 12th Perek, and in the process concluded lesson number 44.